Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy back with you here on FM 104.3 WQAM. Let's get to our headlines this hour, brought to you by Doral Kia. You always pay less with your Pricito at Doral Kia. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. The Heat back on the hardwood tonight, taking on the Minnesota Timberwolves to start a four-game road trip. 8 o'clock is your tip-off. Is it still the Target Center? I feel like it is. It's always the Target Center over
there.
Yeah,
Target Center. Minnesota has a lot of big time companies. Mm. They have Target, Best Buy, 3M. There's one more.
Jaime Jaquez is out for today with an ankle injury. Tyler Hero is available, and he told Ira Winderman that he is going to play tonight.
So we're past the point of he got to start if he's back, right?
I don't think they should start him. I think that they should take him off. I think that we should.
Yeah, but remember, you were the one saying if he's back, he's got to start. So I'm asking.
I was of that when he first came back. But I think at this point, like, hey, we're halfway through the season. Like, you'll work your way back. If he balls out, then okay, we can get to that point. But I don't see the purpose in.
But that's what I was saying before.
Yeah, I was hoping he wasn't going to be right back. I was hoping that when he came back, he was going to come back.
So you agree with me?
I will say now I agree with you.
Okay. All right. I know it hurt a little bit.
No, it doesn't. I'm okay. I'm okay. It's not like you.
No.
When you agree with me, it's like it does something wrong to your soul. I like agreeing with you. You're my friend.
It does. It hurts.
Why does it hurt your soul that you agree with him?
Because he thinks I'm a show pony. He thinks I have no...
Right. Because... Vlad, if two people go into a conversation and they being serious and then they come to, like, common ground, I could deal with that. But show pony, that means that I'm falling for the silly sauce.
But, you know, you've been nearly together working for 10 years now. It's been 8, right?
And I've been fighting it ever since day one.
Why fight it?
Here's why, Vlad. Here's why. Because if I don't fight it, he's going to keep getting worse.
Wow. Well, that's the beauty.
Okay.
That's the beauty of that's the dynamic of the show.
No.
You're the responsible, mature former athlete. Mm-hmm. And he's the petulant little child fan.
We don't have to say petulant.
I'm just saying it because somebody put it on the air.
Yeah, somebody put it up there.
And when he said that, it kind of fit because it's like you do act very.
It's like
you are a little petulant child.
I don't understand this dude's infatuation with Trae Young after watching.
No, he's gonna argue it's the pick.
It is the pick. That's my argument.
But you wanted Trae Young before.
Exactly.
Well, that was before.
So
I had,
now all of a sudden you found something else to kind of hide behind the Trae Young thing.
I didn't.
But you wanted Trae Young before. You've said.
Let me just say something. I have a problem. No. I have a problem with you.
Tobin.
You and Jennifer, the Hobnob twins.
Oh my God.
I did not. Stop mischaracterizing what I said. That's not what I said. Okay, I said I would be intrigued by the idea of Trail 5.
Oh, my goodness.
I love the wording. I love it. You didn't know what that meant with you.
You already had, like, advertisement set up. Trail 5.
Trail 5. Yeah. The other thing is,
You weren't sure that you wanted him?
No.
Trail 5.
What I said was, I said,
there
I
he
have,
is.
I,
That's
hold
right.
on.
Look.
What I said he, was, I reflected he, on it, and I said, you know what? His Instagram, I think I'm out. Because it was ridiculous.
No, you know what's funny? Even the listeners are starting to chime in.
No, it's that they've been on him about this, actually.
Right.
Been on me about
This is the first time I've seen more of the listeners.
I understand nobody wants Trae Young.
Nobody
you guys are thinking small, which he is. You're thinking small. That's not what this is about.
SMO.
You guys need to look at the. And here's the other thing: we didn't have Norman Powell when I first went around the idea of Trae. Now we got Norm.
No, we were talking about this when we had Norm in the beginning of the year.
No, we didn't.
Oh my goodness, dude!
That just never because you smile and you say that.
I really be honest with you, and I feel bad. It's like I do the show with two old kooks sometimes. Your guys' timeline is all wrong.
Okay.
It really is.
But it's like, even if we have receipts, you say they're not valid. That's the problem with you.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes your receipts are flimsy.
Okay.
Flimsy at best.
How can a receipt be flimsy?
Flimsy at best.
It's a receipt.
If we clip it, oh no.
We've had somebody play back your exact words. And you still try to wiggle out of it.
You can play back words. You got to know the context.
The context. I want the garden gnome. Trail 5.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's one thing we know about Tobin. And at least in the 5-6 years I've been working in the station.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a superstar, he wants him.
Right.
That is
if
it.
If it's a big name.
If it's a big name, right? Like he doesn't.
Eyes everywhere.
So why does he not own it?
He wanted
Trae Young.
That's what I'm saying. Just say, like, I want a superstar. Because
I don't think he's a superstar.
You don't think he's a superstar?
I don't think he's a superstar.
You gave him a name!
Trae 05?
He's an awesome. Not only do you give him a name, you got sound effects with it.
He's Ice Trae. That's his thing.
Wait. No. Dude. It did. You are famous. For jumping off chairs, doing all this stuff. I want him. That was for Dame.
And then don't bring up the Damian Lillard thing. Don't bring up the Damian Lillard thing. It's very sensitive.
Dodge the bullet.
That was mischaracterization of Jimmy, which also didn't turn out to be incorrect. It's just the bullet took a lot longer to get to us. Magic bullet. Mike McDaniel, he says he's going to speak with Stephen Ross.
Have a buffer between us listening to you and then having to listen to Mike McDaniel.
And you know, realistically, we're getting together later in the week to discuss what needs to be discussed. We both share the sentiment that we're not where we want to be, and you know, in this business, you have to have a plan and a plan of action to improve that play. And I think those discussions are very important and healthy. And I think the fan base is counting on that to occur. We're not just dismissing this season as, oops, we'll try again. No, there's...
Britney Spears now?
You're trying to attack things, control your controllables.
He's on attack.
And, you know, with a bottom line of we need to improve this football team now and set forth a plan to do that.
I would pay a pay-per-view price to see. I would pay a DAZN subscription plus pay-per-view to see the Mike McDaniel Stephen Ross meeting. I would love that.
You think he takes a gummy before he sees Mike McDaniel?
Stephen Ross?
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah. I wouldn't want to be high as a kite if I had to listen to that.
Can I just tell you There is nothing that I would like to listen to less than that. I would do 5 hours of Odyssey training online.
Damn.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Just all at one time with no breaks, no pee breaks, no nothing.
Wow.
No snacks. I would just sit there full attentive, paying attention to legal. Instead of listening to Mike McDaniel and Stephen Ross talk.
You know, I would love to put a muzzle on.
Because here's the problem. It's hard to have a conversation about what's going on without being able to identify the real issues. And they're going to go in that meeting and talk about players and the circumstances behind, you know, what happened and the quarterback not playing that well and the defense taking time to come along. And all those things could be valid points. Okay. But the issues that I've had with this team all year have actually had little or nothing to do with talent. And so from that standpoint, I want to know what's going on with that portion of the conversation.
Yeah, I don't know.
Now, here's the.
They said, have the Dolphins released an end of year message by Ross? No, they've released nothing, which is odd. Because it's odd, but it's understandable, I guess. Because
why don't he have an end of year message until right now they're going through the process of getting a GM. I understand that he's not thinking about releasing the thing. They want to take care of this first. So Let's all understand the situation and stop trying to think or scheme or say that they're trying to avoid something when really the most important thing right now is getting the GM, having a conversation with that GM, having a conversation with Mike, and then giving the end of season and where you're headed. Because without that information, all you're going to get is we're in the process of doing that. We're doing this. We're doing that. So I'm cool with him not releasing anything right now. Take care of task at hand. Finding a GM, figure out what you're going to do and how you're going to go about certain things. And then you'll have more information to give to the people that have a bunch of questions.
Apparently, and according to Barry Jackson, they're doing the virtual interviews today and they're doing them through tomorrow. And then the people who make it through will do in-person interviews, but they have to, if they're still with the team, they have to get permission.
Yeah, okay.
Written permission to come do the in-person interview.
Correct.
It says,
even if it's a GM?
Yes. They still need permission.
They're not doing much now as far as, I mean, they're getting ready for the
draft.
I'm sure,
yeah. I don't think anybody's going to shoot them down. I mean, I think if they're already approved, because they had to request for these interviews anyway.
Yeah, it's kind of a courtesy thing.
Yeah, it's a courtesy thing. Barry Jackson writes, a source directly involved with the candidates for the job said Monday night that the Dolphins have not informed the candidates if McDaniel will be retained as coach. It's unclear what Ross would say if he was asked that question during the Zoom interviews with any of the candidates. Signs are pointing towards McDaniel returning next season. Nevertheless, NFL Network is the only national outlet reporting definitively that he is expected back. Sports Illustrated's Albert Breer said a change that could change if the Ravens and John Harbaugh part ways, but the Miami Herald has not independently confirmed that.
Now, I could see that, and I'm cool with that from this standpoint. And you know, I'm big on this. Don't do something without a solution, right? And so the fact that if Harbaugh became available and they decided to then fire Mike McDaniel, that means you have a plan, okay? Not just fire a coach and then go hire another Mike McDaniel, because part of the problem with all of this is all the coaches that you have hired the last three, maybe four coaches have all been new coaches that probably required a little more patience than you should have.
Well, I was also going to say the last time they fired a coach, surprisingly, was Flores, and the plan was they were going to get Sean Payton, but they got blown up.
Right.
By the
and
whole
lost
thing.
Pick.
and lost a pick. By the way, this is the thing. So this is the thing on Flores I wanted to mention that I thought on Las Vegas. Did you see that? And I'm happy for Rival. Good for him. But I find it strange. Tom Brady.
Brady is the part owner, and they're bringing him in. For
yeah. That's not weird to anybody?
No.
He didn't want Tom Brady.
No, that's not. But here. If Tom Brady is a football guy, right? And if you're 40-something years old and you know that them going to meet you is a little shady and the head coach doesn't want any part of that, you can't hold him. You can't blame him for that.
Yeah, but he did not want to meet it because he thought it was shady, or did he not do it because he thought Brady sucked because he was part
Either way, if you're the player, you have to respect that. That's not nothing personal.
I don't know. Because here's what I would say. Because like they were going to spin the block in it again with Sean Payton. And if you were cool with Brian Flores, wouldn't they have just kept Brian Flores and bring back Tom Brady? I don't know. I just thought it was weird.
Because I think, listen, it's kind of the same way I feel about Aaron Rodgers. It ain't got nothing to do with Aaron Rodgers' career. It's the fact that he's 40-something years old. That's it. And can you imagine being a new coach and you have to have a 40-something-year-old quarterback? So that means your career now lasts as long as he's here? That's a tough spot. So I'm not – and I don't know, you know, whether it was shady or not. I don't know, you know. They lost a pick with Sean Payton or the Brady thing.
They lost with both. They both got caught.
Right. So it had to be something illegal. And so can Tom Brady hold him and feel any animosity towards him because he didn't want to do anything that was shady?
I don't know. I don't find Tom Brady to exactly be non-petty. So I
then
just found
why,
it,
then
I just found
said,
it surprising.
Then that's why all, are they interviewing him?
I don't know. That's why I found it surprising.
That means he must not be that petty.
We'll take a break. More to come. We're back after this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
All right, very quick segment here because I bleeped up the clock. So I'm going to just give away a giveaway, and then we'll come back and do the mixed bag to close things out. But Leroy?
Yes.
Real American Freestyle is coming to Amerant Bank Arena this Saturday. Colby Covington goes up against Luke Rockhold. And if you want to go, caller number, what do you say, Jennifer? What caller you want to give it to?
Caller number five.
Caller five to 305-567-0560.
You don't know how to play the game, Jennifer.
Caller five to 305-567-0560 is going to win tickets, a four-pack of tickets to Real American Freestyle. Yoel Romero's on the card against Bo Nickel, friend of the show. Both friends of the show.
Both of them.
And, of course, Armand Sarukian's going to be on the card.
Yoel Romero is a professional fighter. He will fight anywhere.
He's
in
so scary.
Any...
And a delight. He's the nicest scary man out there.
Right? Didn't we interview him from his bed?
That sounds right.
Yeah.
That sounds right. That sounds about right. Yes, I think
we
did.
And he almost made it all the way through before he dropped an F-bomb.
Yeah, they tried. Anyway, caller 5 to 305-567-0560 wins those tickets. If you guys can't wait to win, just purchase your tickets at amarantbankarena.com/events. Take a break, and we'll go to the mixed bag next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Let us get to the mixed bag to close things out. Leroy, you familiar with Philip Rivers?
He looked like a coach this past weekend.
He did. Well, he was asked about the idea of being a head coach. That's what he said.
Those are all big what ifs. I do think that as humbly as I can say it, that I could coach at this level and I know enough about the game and about the guys and from a leadership standpoint, camaraderie, all that comes with it. But again, that's not something that I'm sitting here pursuing. I really, like I said, if anything I learned the last 4 weeks is you take it one day at a time, because there was a Sunday afternoon I had no thought of being in Indianapolis the next day. And then, you know, 24 hours later I was here, and I've been here a month exactly, or 4 weeks exactly today. So, you know, you just kind of just go. Take it one day at a time, be where you are, and go from there.
What do you think of Coach Phillip Rivers, Leroy?
He does have the kind of career and knowledge that at some point will lead him to be a coach.
Could be. Man who is a coach, Dan Campbell. So what do you have to say about the Lions' year? Not in the playoffs.
How do you feel like you did this year on the job being the head coach of the Lions?
Not good enough. We didn't get in. I mean, we underachieved, so not good. I would give myself a freaking F.
Whoa. Tough grader. Honest.
Yeah. I think, you know what? There's certain people that when they say things, you know they mean it.
Yep.
And they feel it. He's one of those guys.
Oh, he feels it.
Right. And so you respect it, but I'm a little curious to why are people asking, what do you think your grade is? I think it's the dumbest question in anything. You don't ask somebody about how they think they did. I'm a lie.
Well, if you lie, they're going to call you out on lying.
So what?
All right. Well, that's the reason why they asked that question. So it's basically,
I mean, but
it's a setup question.
Right, exactly. Like,
but I think he passed it. I think he passed it.
Right, because he answered honestly.
But then if he comes back and they're like, well, you did say you were a failure last year. Like, they could bring it back as a receipt, you know?
Oh,
if he doesn't know how to wiggle his way out of it, like let's say he's got a couple of...
Under note, I know who's never going to give themselves a failing grade. Old Tobes.
No way. This Trae Young thing is good.
Old Tobes. We've seen you manipulate around words and situations more than anybody.
Thank you.
But I just think it's a... Like, nobody asks... Like, what if I went to Publix and I say, let me ask you, how you think you did in this transaction? Right? It just seems ridiculous.
Don't they do those? I mean, aren't people asked to like evaluate their jobs in certain places? That's a thing,
no.
Right?
Evaluate their jobs.
Yeah, like personal evaluation.
No.
We don't have those here at Odyssey.
No.
I'm going to ask. I think
we do.
I've
been doing this. How long I've been doing this? For 17 years?
I don't think we are. I think
I still have no idea how I'm doing.
Yeah.
I just know they don't tell me not to show up tomorrow. That's it. I have no idea compared to what others do and how they do it. So I always have the attitude, if I'm going out, I'm going out swinging. I'm going out doing me.
Well, I think if we're going to be fair, Mike McDaniel also evaluated. He was asked to describe his job in the last 4 years.
Mike, how would you describe your first 4 years?
Of course, it's perfect.
Of course, right?
Well, I would describe my first 4 years. Listen, I was hired here to not just be the head coach. I was hired here to return a storied franchise to winning regular season games, playoff games, and Super Bowls. I haven't done that. To me, this season,
this is why we had to
kind of embodied a little bit of how I see myself is in football. You have to respond. Your job is to respond to a bad quarter, a bad play, a bad series of plays, a bad series of games, and respond with authority to improve. And that's where I'm at right now.
I love how he answered the question. Why?
That was,
you
wait
like
a minute.
Dan Campbell.
Can I just tell you?
Straight Fs.
You sure you guys aren't related?
Who, what, me?
He talked for 3 minutes and never answered Perk's question.
You don't duck Perk.
Dude, look. Here's the problem.
I love that Perk.
Vlad hit on the problem, right? I'm more than sure Mike feels disappointed that he didn't do the job that he thought he could do or hasn't had any real success. Okay? But at the same time, I'm not going to throw myself under the bus. Right? You know who can do that?
Hmm?
Bill Belichick. Guys like Mike Tomlin. Guys like, you know, Harbaugh. Like, they can go out and say, because they got some, you know, they got some stuff behind them.
Mm-hmm.
They got
cachet.
They
can go out and say, yeah, I suck this year. I need to be better. Right? And it ain't going to result in somebody getting fired. But if you're a new coach,
mm-hmm,
and you only been doing it for 4 years and it hasn't been pretty the last couple, it hasn't ended well, like, yeah, I'm not going to give you the seeds to fire me.
Dade South says, can the FCC fine you for rambling? No, but we can.
Minus one for rambling.
Forgot we had that button.
It's only, I think we only got it for him.
1,000%.
A couple more here for you. Carly Ursay,
my baby.
Well, she says there's never been a higher sense of urgency with the Colts.
What Chris knows and Shay knows is that the sense of urgency this year has never been higher to be able to win and finish games. I think we made a lot of progress, but we've got to be able to win and finish games.
Yeah. You know what I could maybe...
I tell you what. Is anybody going to question when she says something like that? Because she is she's on it. Right?
Respect her.
She's also
that.
Like, by right. the way, we traded 2 first-round picks. Like, hey, boys, let's go. We went and we made the big swing for Sauce, and then... Daniel Jones' leg didn't work.
I mean, little did she know that Sauce is going to strain his calf and go 2-15 this season.
That's crazy.
Having the worst record of any player.
How do you have the same record with the Colts that you did with the Jets? Maybe he's the mush.
He's the Sauce.
He's been getting cooked a little bit, too, his last couple of outings.
You know what? Maybe we could – maybe Carly would be interested – in a former Pro Bowl quarterback.
They're bringing back Daniel Jones.
Yeah, Achilles are tough. Achilles are tough to come back from. Not everybody beats science. That was a tough, tough look.
I'd rather come back from Achilles than a concussion.
Can't interest them at 2 in a dome?
Nah.
It's pretty amazing,
Leroy,
what you think these people that get paid millions of dollars will fall for.
Leroy, have you listened? Right? Not only Tobin, but have you listened to some of, have you read some of the comments that on the chat? Oh, we'll trade Tua to the Jets for the number 2. Like, the Jets may be terrible. They've been terrible. They've done dumb things.
Not that dumb.
They ain't that dumb.
He's going to start somewhere next year, though, right?
In Rocks Football League.
Man.
The UFL.
What about Arizona?
That's an Oos. He could play for an Oos.
You think they're getting rid of Kyler Murray?
I think so. It sounds like it. I don't know.
Well, whoever the new head coach is.
Kyler Murray has also been an injury-plagued quarterback, and they have the same and look, let me be clear, and this is what I told you about the Heat. If I have had problems with a certain type of player, that means, i.e. an injured player,
mm-hmm,
I'm sure as hell not gonna go out and sign another injured player. And so when a lot of times when you ask me about these players for the Heat, the first thing I go to is availability.
Right. Or
because that's something that they haven't had from their stars in 3 or 4 years.
What if I make an asset available with it, though?
It doesn't matter. Dude, you still going with that.
Speaking of the Heat, finally, Norman Powell. Great season. Yep. He was asked, does he feel like he will get that elusive all-star nod this year?
I think I definitely have made the case. I learned last year, you know, not to get caught up in, you know, whether I make it or not. You know, I want to make it. I think I deserve to make it. You know, my peers around the league, you know, after games and things like that, are telling me that I'm an all-star and I should be there. So hopefully it happens for me this year. You know, but for me, the goal is to go out there and win and showcase all my hard work leave it up to the fans, the coaches, that makes those decisions. I don't know how much the media has in it. I know the voting has changed over the years, but, you know, my case is to go out there and help them win. And from doing that, if outside people believe I should make it, I'll be there. But I do believe that I am an all-star. I've always seen myself as that, and something that I've always wanted to work towards in my career.
Well, he'll get a rare Miami Heat national TV appearance tonight on NBC.
Can I just say this? I don't want to rain on nobody's parade.
Mm-hmm.
But let me just say this. If all your peers are saying you're all-stars, you're an all-star, why the hell ain't voting for you?
Good question. That's tough. He's a West.
No, I'm just saying.
He's a West. He's a West guard. Like, it was tough,
like,
for
you. You know, you're an all-star. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I'm going to vote for Trey. Then yes, that mean you saying you ain't an all-star.
Raining on Powell's parade.
Mm. I'm not. I think he should have been one last year.
Well, let's put it this way. Is he having a better season so far this year than Tyler did at this point last year?
Yeah, I would say so.
And Tyler was an all-star, right?
He was.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
He was.
There you go.
It's going to be hard to put up them league-leading numbers and just jump over him.
Well, can't be too mad. Tyler won me a bet on the three-point contest last year.
Yeah, you want to send him off to Atlanta.
I want him to have a new fresh start. You know, get an extension baby.
Right now, if it was up to you, Tobin, we literally have four max players sitting on the bench.
No, I don't think that's true. If it was up to me, we'd have Damian Lillard in a championship right now. But, you know, nobody listens to me.
You wonder why. You wanted to give Jimmy the money, too.
With the championship, yeah, absolutely. We would have had a championship. Sunset.
You think Jimmy was going to play more games if you gave him the money?
We don't have any time to argue this today. It's a debate we've done many a times, and the show has come to a close, my friend.
Way to go.
I must bid you adieu.
If you can dodge a question, you can dodge a ball.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go. Try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.